Coach, congratulations. 1,000 wins. This one was beyond amazing for you today.
Well, I was getting a little worried there at first quarter and first half. We couldn't have played much worse than we did. We were throwing the ball to them instead of our teammates. So, but we talked a lot at halftime. We switched some things up on defense. We finally stopped little number five from getting all the dribble penetration and everything. So, but anyway, I was proud of these kids. You know, we pulled it out. They're a little beat up right now, a little tired, but they get a little bit of a Christmas break, and then we jump right into the ACC. So, but they are a good group. They're working hard and just getting better and better. But, you know, I'm so proud of the time at North Carolina. But, you know, I mean, the last few years have been rough. There's no question about that, you know. And, you know, I didn't make the mess. The mess made me. So, but you persevere and you learn, you get better. And, you know, I love the university. So I've just threw everything, whether it was my illness or the NCAA stuff, I've just tried to do everything that I could to help the situation and to make our program and our team better. And, you know, I just show people how much that I do love the university and all the great players I've had. There's so many of them here right now, whole bunch of them from Francis Marion came down, a bunch of my former players from North Carolina are here, but a ton of those kids came down, and, you know, I just love them to death, and I can't thank them enough, you know, so I have such a great time with my – I got a wonderful staff, and I'm doing what I love to do, and, you know, I love the kids. And I tell people now, I said, look, they need me now more than ever because I'm hard on them. You know, I'm tough on them, and I demand a lot. They don't like it at times, but, you know, when they get great results, then they're really happy about it. So, and that's okay. But again, I just want to thank everybody for the opportunity to represent the greatest university in the world. There's no doubt about that. And all the wonderful people. You know, we may be in Myrtle Beach right now, but this beach is just covered with North Carolina people.
It's Carolina and, blue everywhere.
Yes,
that's
it
for
is.
Sure.
North Carolina people everywhere. And you know, John Rhodes down here has just done a tremendous job with the sports industry and representing Myrtle Beach and all the events and stuff that they have. So this is like a second home for us. They treat us just great down here. And, you know, so it's great. I just want us to keep working hard and getting better and, you know, get back. My goal is, and we will, is get this program back to what we're used to, which is top 10 in the country. You know, before the NCAA hit, the 2 years before that, we were top 10, and we're used to that because we're North Carolina. And we're on our way. Jamie's our only senior. Right now, Paris is our only junior, you know, until Stephanie and Destiny get back out there. And we've got a great recruiting class coming in, and these young ones are just getting better and better. So, you know, I'm really excited and looking forward to the future. But, again, I just cherish the opportunity, you know, and the privilege that I have to wear this light blue, which I love this color. You know, just up the road, I got a house here at North Myrtle, and it's called Blue Heaven, and it is totally blue. I just love it. I love representing the University of North Carolina, but I can't say enough of great things about, you know, all the people at UNC, but all the great players that I've had and the tremendous opportunity that I've had.
Coach, you mentioned that you were worried about this game. And on paper, you know, this should have been a big victory for the Tar Heels. Grambling State was really frustrating you guys early on.
Yes, but they were.
We probably should have known going into this, with what you've had to face the last couple of years with the NCAA problems and trying to navigate those waters right on the heels of, you know, your health issues and battling cancer and defeating cancer and all the ups and downs that you've been through. We should have known that this wasn't going to be a coronation. You were going to have to earn it and fight it. And I think when you look back over your 1,000 victories, 42 years worth, it took longevity, it took a lot of perseverance, mm-hmm. and we saw a little microcosm of that in today's game, having to adjust, having to adapt, and kind of work with the flow.
Oh, yeah. You got to be able to adjust. You got to analyze situations. You got to, you know, it's like a chess game. And so we had to do that. You know, we started off very, very lethargic. And, you know, I told the players in the locker room, I said, look, they're an NCAA team. They went to the NCAA tournament last year. They got four starters returning from last year, and your Christmas holiday doesn't start till after you win this game, you know. So, you know, so much of it's just focus, especially when you're young as we are, you know, because we played really, really well against Washington on Sunday. So we can play good enough to play with anybody in the country. But then also we can have some lapses and lose our focus to where we can look pretty bad at times. But lots of that is our youth. and out there, and that will continue to get better and better. So, but yes, I've learned so much in the last few years. Of course, you know, going through the leukemia, which I'm completely healed now. I'm 100% healthy and all, and you know, it's been about 4.5 years, and so, but I feel great. And you know, when you go through something like that, unless you've been through it, you just don't realize how tough you become. You know, and so that's helped me tremendously. And then the NCAA, you know, we've had to battle through that. And like I said, I didn't make the mess. The mess made me. But, you know, I've learned to persevere. And you know, I knew the right thing would happen, and it did. You know, so now we're, you know, like I said, we're taking back off and looking forward to this team continuing to grow and develop and to the future, because, you know, we've got some great kids there here now. We're going to have more out there as they recuperate. And then with all the recruits we've got coming in, you know, we're going to be good in the future. We just need a little time.
Well, Coach, we need to let you go because you got pictures and everybody wants to talk to you and wait for you. One last question for you, and that is, can you share anything with us, maybe something that someone has said to you or a feeling that you've had building up to the 1,000 wins today? Not to put you on the spot, but is there anything that sticks out from you from this experience, this trip down to Myrtle Beach and accomplishing the 1,000 wins today that would be of noteworthy, you know, to pass along?
Well, I love coming and seeing all the people that have been a part of my career, you know, because a lot of the Francis Marion people come down, but you know, it's about the relationships with all the people. You know, I just love them to death. I cherish them. You know, we have such a great time, and they're just special to me. And so, you know, that's probably the biggest thing is just all the great players and the relationships. And I want to continue that, and whatever I can do to help them on the court or off the court, you know, I want to do that. I love being part of their lives. And you know, that's what life is all about, you know, and the joy that they bring to me is just, you can't measure it.
Well, Coach, congratulations on your 1,000 victories.
Thank you.
And
thank
well
you.
Done, and go celebrate and have some fun.
All right, we're going to take pictures.
Your right-hand man is here to steal you away.
He is there. So. It is that. But I want to just say Merry Christmas to everybody. You know, it's a special time of the year. And, you know, don't forget the true meaning of Christmas, because we are very blessed. And right now I'm probably the most blessed woman in the world.